Operator, if you don't mind, would you please give me Alexander 4444?
What number, please?
Alexander 4444. It's only two blocks down here. Fields Employment Agency. You're getting Europe and everything for everybody else. This is a local call. Two blocks from here. Alexander 4444. There's more people in this joint using the phone.
Don't listen. Oh, yes, I want a person-to-person call to Signor Graziani in Milano, Italy. Thank you. Oh, Signor Graziani, come sta? Oh, I'm so glad to hear you. Oh, yes, this is Nicola. Remember your pupil? Yes. I went to the American teacher you sent me to. Oh, he's wonderful, prezioso. Yes, listen to this. Livio, Livio, Nelieti, Livio, 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 Livio,
give me Alexander 4444, please. Alexander 4444. Alexander 4444. It's only two blocks away from me.
Sorry, I'm busy.
Long distance. I would like to talk to Chambersburg, PA. Hello, Joe.
Say, Rudy, you've got quite a place here. And that's a marvelous swimming pool.
And I don't like pools. Me and my Uncle Artie Stebbins went swimming in one yesterday all day, and we only moved 4 feet.
You and your uncle swam all day, and you only moved 4 feet? How come?
That's all the feet we had.
Yes, I guess we have to expect that from one of Costello's mentality. He doesn't have a very high IQ.
I don't have a what?
High IQ. High IQ.
Thanks. High IQ, too. High IQ very much.
Hello. The reason I invited you down here was to try to make up for not giving you a chance to act when I was on your show tonight. I want to make up because I don't like grudges.
That's all right. I don't like grudges either. I always keep my car outside all night.
No. Rudy means he doesn't want you to dislike him.
Oh, I couldn't dislike him. I like everybody, even little insects. I like moths and spiders and pussy pillows.
Pussy pillars? You mean caterpillars?
I'm talking about the little baby ones. I love little insects. I even raise pet flies.
You raise flies?
Yep. Last night, one of my little baby flies got sick.
Oh, that's too bad. Did the baby fly cry?
Yeah, and his mother had to walk the ceiling with him all night.
Costello, I like you. You have a kind heart. I'm going to do you a big favor.
Yeah? What?
I'm going to try to get you a job in pictures as a stunt man.
Stunt man? What's that?
Why, it's simple, Costello. For example, if they needed someone to jump off a cliff in a picture and you took the job, what would you be?
A darn fool.
No. I'll show you what a stunt man is. Now, just suppose Lana Turner and Van Johnson are making a picture.
What picture?
The name is superfluous.
That's not a very good name for a picture.
No. He means the title is inconsequential.
That's no improvement.
Costello, the name of the picture is... Oh, anything you care to have it be, just as long as we get on with this thing.
They'll never have enough room on a theater marquee for all that.
What's the name of the picture?
Never mind the title. The picture's with Lana Turner and Van Johnson. As the story opens, Lana Turner is riding a horse through the park.
What park?
What difference? What park? Park? What park?
Any give it, park. Give it to me in English now.
Don't make any difference. It's in a park, or what?
Well, it makes a lot of difference. If it's Griffith Park,
oh,
my mother won't let me go there.
Why not?
She hates the place. That's where she met my father.
No.
All right. It's another park. Lana Turner's riding a horse through the park. Suddenly, her horse becomes frightened and he runs away with her. Look, there they go, heading down the road.
Which way? What's the difference which way?
I want to know where to look. Thanks for getting the thing out of my kisser. I couldn't see it.
The horse is coming down the road. You, Lou. You're sitting on a bench in the park.
With a girl?
No, you're there all alone.
Why should I be? I wash my undies with the right soap.
Okay, you're there with a girl.
And we're necking.
You're not necking.
Want to bet?
Suddenly, Van Johnson comes running through the park, and he sees Lana Turner and the frightened horse bearing down upon him. That's where you go to work.
Not me. I'm too busy on a bench.
Now. But you're the stunt man. You take Van Johnson's place and throw yourself in front of the horse.
Not me.
But Costello, you've got to save Lana Turner.
Let Van Johnson save her. I don't even know that girl. Throw myself in front of a horse.
You must save her. It's a tense situation. The horse has gone berserk. He is mad.
I've got to risk my life, and he's mad? That didn't sound like me, did it? How much money do I get for this?
Money? Money? Why, you're just learning to be a stuntman. It's the experience you need.
Oh, it's the experience I need.
Now then, the horse is racing toward you. He's frothing at the mouth. You jump in front of him and grab him by the mane.
By the mane what?
The mane, Costello. Mane! Where do you find horse's hair?
In a cheap sofa.
Never mind. Now, as you cling to the horse's neck, there's a terrific struggle. He drags you for miles, but you hold on to the end.
I thought I'd hold on to the mane.
Not right.
Now, at last the horse stumbles over you and throws you to the ground with terrific force.
Where am I?
Underneath.
That's a horse on me.
How much money did you say?
How much money did you say I get
look,
for
look.
This?
Forget the money. It's the experience you need.
Oh, it's the experience I need.
And then, with a sigh of gratitude, Lana Turner jumps off the horse into the hero's arms.
Into my arms?
What do you mean, into your arms? Van Johnson is the hero. He bends down and kisses Lana tenderly.
Well, what's the big idea? I saved her. Why can't I kiss her?
But, Costello, you're not being paid for kissing Lana Turner.
What do I care about the money? It's the experience.
Oh, what's the use?